In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
When Ben Johnson said the thing that he said,
kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Here's what Stacey Dale said.
Trust me when I tell you guys, that comment, it is very much present.
Well, here's what he had to say today about your Chicago Bears. And notice one name is missing.
Offensively, they're doing a great job taking care of the football. I think Poles has done a hell of a job of collecting a bunch of talent.
One would think that if the offense and defense have made a lot of progress, that the person that should be praised for would be the guy who is in charge of all of it.
That's Ryan
and
Poles.
Apparently that's Ryan Poles.
Ryan Poles is in charge. I think Kevin Warren has done a really nice job hiring everybody. And who's that new PR guy? Ted Cruz. Yeah, Ted Cruz has done a really nice job as well.
It's not the senator from Texas.
Antoine Randall clearly is a great assistant head coach.
I mean, Al Harris. I mean, there's a guy with a Packer lineage.
Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brent Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Marcus.
He's clearly doing a great job. Does every coach. The guy that they've got on offensive quality control.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Like
Ken Norton III is doing a real good
job. He's really done a great job with this team.
You know, Staley's doing a great job getting the fans going every week.
Tony Medlin's doing a great job as the equipment
manager. Have you guys donated a coat? Because that would be great if you could. And let me tell you, the lawns up there are great. Kenny Marock does an incredible job.
Oh, and Paul Zerang. Getting the audio going and practices. Does a great
job. That's right. Gets the parabola mic going during games. All that stuff is great.
Back in the radio days, the Zerangs were awesome.
Yeah, man.
What about the head coach? Who? No, I don't know.
I've never heard of him.
I don't know him. I don't know OB.
I do not know the man you're talking about.
Ed Obradovich.
Do not know him. Do not know him.
What's the problem?
I do not know the man. I don't know who he is. I never heard of him.
I love Matt LaFleur doing a Mariah Carey. I don't know her.
I don't know her.
I love Beyonce. Beyonce is very sweet.
Und was ist mit J-Lo?
I don't know.
Die kenne ich nicht.
The official adventures of.
And now, live from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage for the Matt Forte book signing, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. You can purchase Matt's book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season, wherever books are sold on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show, and we've got you for the next 4 hours or so. We got a full show with a lot of things going on. Dave Wannstedt is going to be here, and he is going to have him some bourbon. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that somewhere is here in the Score studios. The whole crew is available and here. Alex has made his way. Tanny is back in the control studio. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hot damn, I love a crowd. Don't you, Lawrence? I mean, look at this. We got people, listeners in the flesh. They don't have to text us. I mean, you can still text us out there and we'll be reading. But these people can just, like, shout things out and derail the program.
We don't really want them to do that. But we would like for them to just kind of hang out and have some fun.
We would, but if they want to have a little energy and be part of that. Like, Alex has a microphone over there. He can take questions and such.
The people are going to be part of categories today.
They are.
Because it worked once, so we're going to try it again. So there's no pressure on you.
Uh-huh.
But we are going to try it again. We are also looking forward to at 3 o'clock. We've had like the best conversations with Matt Forte
It's been a really good addition to what we do weekly, talking about the Bears. And the fact that he's written a book, and he's actually written a couple of books. He also has a children's book, which is really outstanding. We were like, why don't we do a, if he's doing book signings at the airport, why can't he do a book signing with us?
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm looking forward
very
to talking.
Very readable book.
It's extremely readable. I think a lot of these people actually have the book in their hands now. They went and
it's
got
great.
One just outside the front door over there, and folks can get Matt Forte to sign it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. And thanks to Matt's team, too, for helping us put all of this stuff together, because we wanted to make this happen. It just made sense, because Matt was talking about his book signings. Yep. We were like, we could do a book signing. We're a big boy company that can put stuff together.
So too. Last time we had a former Bear in this space,
oh, no.
on this stage, Olin Krutz was able to dissect some of my technique as a former center in the flag football circles, as you know.
For the mighty Sequoias.
The mighty Sequoias. We were very good for 3 years. Didn't win the title. It's very sad. But it's going to be in my upcoming book about flag football.
None Stay out of the game.
But we did some with Olin on the stage. We got Matt Forte on the stage. You might have to ask for a little demo from Matt about what life is like as a running back, maybe for these Chicago Bears, who are the second best rushing team in the NFL.
I'm going to get you ready for this, and I'm going to get the people who are here ready for this.
Okay.
Matt is bigger than you remember.
Hmm.
The workhorse has been putting in the work in the gym.
Still.
His shoulders are going to get through the door before any other part of him gets through the door.
Amazing.
So when you see him, the first thing you're going to think is, he could still play.
Yeah.
And you're probably right.
He probably can.
About that. Yeah. So be ready for that.
All right.
Because, you know, the bigger guys, they get small.
Right, right, right.
When they're done playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that Matt was a small guy, but he is not on the same plan as the offensive linemen who deflate and go from, like, Olin right now. Olin's like a power forward now, you know? Like, mm-hmm. he's probably down 60, 70 pounds from his playing weight. Spice Adams. Spice is down like 140 pounds.
Crazy.
Matt has been putting on muscle. So you'll see when he gets here.
All right, cool. Looking forward to it. And then, as you mentioned, Wani and categories and a lot of stuff. Yesterday, I was a little freaked out by how Ben Johnson talked about that Packers defense. Kind of freaked me out a little bit, you know?
That they're good?
And
but you knew that, though.
But the way that he knows they're good. Like, it just kind of was a little, and there were a couple listeners who, after listening to him during Turn the Page, were like, oh, yeah, I hear it now. Because, like, there was a respect level mm-hmm. for the way he talked about every level of that defense. And maybe just because it's me or because we've been listening to Ben so carefully, what I heard in there was a slight fear that his quarterback may not be quite ready to take advantage of that defense if he has to. You know, like that's a big part of the subplot for me of this game is like, all right, if they do stop the run up there in Green Bay, can Caleb take advantage down the field? Because at some point that's going to be the case that he's going to need to do that. Enough. So anyway,
what if I told you
yes
that the Packers coach has similar feelings about the Bears defense?
I think I could use those.
Okay.
I think a lot of people could use hearing a little bit of fear or at least respect from LeFleur.
And you'll really appreciate it because he points out one particular guy that we have spent a lot of time talking about.
Remember from your time with Beyer, time to see, obviously, what have you seen from him this year?
Yeah, very, very intelligent football player. Obviously, very talented too. You're not going to fool him at all. He does a really good job holding disguises, knowing where he needs to get to, has a good idea, is able to anticipate routes and route concepts. And I think that's a big reason why he has, what is it, 6 interceptions on the season, leading the league. And so he's a guy I got a ton of respect for.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
How do they get so many interceptions? Are they, do they gamble a lot, or do you see them just catching everything that's thrown?
Well, I tell you what, there's a couple of those that just are 50-50 balls that they've been able to come down with and make just really good plays on the ball. I think, you know, when you talk about the safeties, their ability to get out the post, or whether they're playing a half or a post safety, and get over the top and steal some things. I know Byard had one as a flat defender versus Minnesota where he just fell underneath the high cross. And then the corners have just been making some Wright's been making some great interceptions down the field. He's obviously a really lengthy corner that's got tremendous ball skills, and he's also got an awareness to, you saw what he did on the toast push when he ripped it from Jalen. So I think all in all, I watched all the interceptions. Edmonds, I know he's not available this week, but you know, just making just great plays on the ball. So I think they're primarily a vision-based defense, so a lot of spot dropping, and those guys do a really good job of reacting to the quarterbacks.
Does that change anything for a quarterback at all when they're going against a defense that is so efficient at making plays on the football?
Oh, yeah. I think it definitely, it can give you a little bit of pause at times. But that's why I think when you talk about the timing and the rhythm and trusting your feet and what you see, and trusting, you know, the receiver's going to run the route on the right number of steps, whatever it may be, so a guy can't jump a route, I think it's critical.
So, look.
Feel better?
A little bit. Little bit. He just gave you one of those possibilities of how you can equalize things. They got to turn Jordan Love over. They need to take advantage of some of those 50-50 balls that Love is happy to throw. Some of those risky throws. Alex Kuhn was sharing some stuff in the thread that his guy JT O'Sullivan was breaking down on Jordan Love, that he always puts a couple of balls in harm's way. Right, Alex? He always puts a couple out there.
Yeah, JT pointed to the touchdown throw that he made to Dontavian Wicks in the corner of the end zone last week and pointed out that he kind of worked backwards on that progression and threw it into a very dangerous spot where the safety almost came over the top and made the play. So it kind of makes you think, can Nashawn Wright in one-on-one make that play?
Or Kevin Byard.
Kevin Byard come over the top and make that play?
The Nashawn Wright question is a good one. By the way, named Defensive Player of the Month. He's second in the league in interceptions, but he is first in the league in giving up touchdown receptions.
Huh.
So he's been really good at taking the ball away, but there have been some issues with him in coverage, and I wonder if he's going to be attacked, even knowing that he's a guy that takes the ball away.
Probably, because Jordan Love isn't afraid to take his shots down there. But Love has been good in the Bears games. In the four games, he's thrown 6 touchdowns and only 1 interception. He has been really good of late. Last 8 games, he's over 70% in 6 of those 8 games. He's thrown 13 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions. But it's nice to know from somebody watching the film, thank you for that, Alex, that he's still putting the ball in harm's way every once in a while.
He's the thing is that there's a lot of Favre in him too.
I know.
There's Rodgers in there, and there's Favre in there.
Sure.
Which is also scary because those guys are really great.
Mm-hmm. Need there to be some more Deshaun Kaiser in there this weekend.
Why can't everybody keep it like the Kaiser? That would be good. When we come back, we are going to talk with Jarrett Payton. We've got things to ask him. The Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees around the league have been named. So we will talk with him about that and talk to him about this game and what this game means for the Payton family overall. That's coming up next. We got a full boat crowd here. Hello, everyone.
Good to see you.
We are in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all. Back with more Bears conversation. Matt Forte joins us at 3 on The Score.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.